this and most this, and they just go back and forth trying to love, show how much they love each other. Or if it is a negative relationship, they try to prove how much the other person loves them less. You love me less than I love you, you know, kind of a thing. There is a comparison that goes on all the time. In either case, the competition can become more and more negative. The competition can become more and more problematic. What happens is in this process is that eventually, really, at this level, if the lovers are not aware of what is happening, they can actually sever their relationship. Because here, at the level of competition, they become doubtful about one another, doubtful about themselves, or they love each other to death. The process of loving each other to death is a very interesting process. You find it in Romeo and Juliet. Okay? Romeo and Juliet, what they do? They just simply love each other to death. That's what they do. Okay? One says, oh, I love you, and the other one says, I love you more, and that goes back and forth and back and forth until the two of them are dead. Okay? And this has been considered as the ultimate of the love relationship. The lovers once again are preoccupied with themselves, and they try to prove that they are excellent lovers. And by doing that, preoccupation with the other person is less and less. Once again, love, the best thing that you can do is not this time one directional, but it comes head on. And every time that it comes head on, you have a lot of excitement and a lot of positive or negative discharge of emotion. If they are positively, they are trying to prove that each loves the other person, you find tremendous excitement. If there is a negative process, you find the other dimension of it, namely the negative feelings and hurt feelings that come. But any love relationship has to go through these stages. So many couples become frightened when they arrive at the level of competitive love. And many couples stay at that level for a long time. And even quite a number of them, they decide that they don't love each other any longer and leave and separate, not knowing that they are involved in a love relationship, in a development of a love relationship, which is natural, which is to be tolerated, and not to be so upset about it. So that's the second stage of a love relationship. Gradually, if the lovers allow themselves to come out of this stage, realize what is happening, then they arrive in the third stage. The third stage of love relationship is the cooperative stage. It is the stage in which the forces of love of the husband and wife are added to each other, rather than passing by as they did in the first stage, or clashing as they did in the second stage. In this third stage, the forces of love are added. Therefore, each person feels much greater degree of love than he or she would have been able to do alone. Because it is her love plus his, and his love plus her. Now, the issue of the cooperative type of love is an extremely important. One of the characteristics of a cooperative type of love is that you have to be able to give and receive. You have to be able both to be a good person in giving love and a good person in receiving love. As you know, many people have difficulty with this kind of situation. In our culture, we have been trained and told that it really the best thing is to give and not to expect that you should receive. So when people receive love, feel guilty. And when people give love and don't receive love, feel resentful. And they create profound levels of guilt in others. The phenomena of people who create guilt in others by giving love is enormous. Many children feel angry at their parents because the parent was a martyr-like individual who always gave and gave and gave and never allowed anybody to give something back. But at the same time, they complain, they give you a sigh, they give you a face that you know the message. Look how much I have sacrificed for you. Okay. Now, as a matter of fact, it has been very difficult for humanity as a whole to come into grips with this kind of a love relationship. You see, historically, the love relationship has been either in its childhood form, namely one receiving, the other one giving, or in its adolescent form, namely being in a state of competitive type of love. Even when you read some of the writings of the religions of the past, you would see that the same phenomena occurs. God gives and gives and gives, and the individual receives and receives and receives. And this has been the prototype in the minds of people of a love relationship, which is primarily a parent-child relationship. It's a superior-inferior type of relationship. It is very interesting for Baha'is, for example, to realize that the nature of love relationship in the way that described in the Baha'i faith is quite different. For the first time, God is calling upon mankind, saying to him, grow up. I want to have a mature, an adult type of relationship, love relationship with you. So Baha'u'llah says, love me, so I may love thee. Let's be equal here. See whether you can do it. Raise up and begin to relate to your God at that level, the highest level that you can. You see, people resent in sometimes that why should we give anything to God? God doesn't need it. Why should I pray to God? Why should do I this or that for God? God doesn't need. Why is he asking this thing? Not realizing that what is happening here is that it is a challenge to humanity to evolve, to grow. You know yourself how proud you would feel, how marvelous you would feel if you were a student and your professor comes to you and says, I want you to do something with me. Not for me, with me. Let's do something together. You remember the big smile that you have, you walk erect, and you show off to everybody else because you are dealt with as a grown-up. You know, you can remember the times that your parents, when you were little, would say, let's do something together, a project. Okay? And when you do that, you feel immensely great. Now imagine that God coming to man, to humanity, and says, let's do something together. Okay? This is the highest level of the relationship that one can reach. And it is at this level, this stage, that we are approaching now in the history of mankind. And because we are approaching the age of maturity of mankind, it is therefore necessary for us to learn how to love in a mature way. It is important for us to know what are the dimensions of this kind of a cooperative type of love. Love me so I may love thee notion. Here, the preoccupation with self has to decrease. Here, we have to have several things that are essential for an adult cooperative type of love. The first thing that is essential is that the person should love himself or herself. You cannot love another person if you do not love yourself. But by loving yourself, I do not mean by being selfish. I do not mean being indulgent. I do not mean that you just think of yourself and nobody else. As we go to the next part of this presentation, you will see what I mean by love in general. One dimension of it is loving yourself. Many people have difficulty loving others because they, A, do not feel that they are lovable, and B, do not love themselves, and C, do not allow anybody else to love them. They just simply don't. And then they blame everybody else. The second thing about difficulty of loving is that there is a several human feelings that become a barrier between love of one individual and another individual. These are three sisters, these feelings, or three brothers, not to be sexist. These three brothers are anger, fear, and anxiety. Anger, fear, and anxiety usually always are together, and they become a barrier between your love and the other person. It is a barrier that doesn't allow your love to reach the other person. And therefore it is important for people to learn how to deal with their feelings of anger, fear, and anxiety. We will talk about that on the lectures on anxiety and the crisis of life. But remember that this barrier exists. And because this barrier exists, then your love doesn't reach the other person, the other person's love doesn't reach you. It looks as though two individuals who really want to love each other, who really love each other, are in kind of an invisible, kind of a protective environment, and neither love reaches the other person. Now, in the marital relationship, the ultimate of a love relationship is the cooperative type of love. It is a kind of a love that requires two individuals on an equal basis engaged in a human endeavor to relate to each other and establish a creative phenomenon between them. I say creative phenomena because, you see, love is the cause of creation. It is through love that creation comes into existence. There are two ways of looking at this. First of all, you can look at love, again, in a developmental sense. You can look at love in this way, that love is a force that unites everything that is created. Therefore, at the level of the mineral, it manifests itself in the form of the gravity and the forces of gravity that brings together the particles of atoms and so forth. At the level of the mineral, also it evolves in everything that is there that stays together, is because there is a force that keeps it together. You can think of that force in a metaphorical nature or in a real nature as a force of love manifesting itself at that primitive level. At another level, that becomes manifest in the plant and results in the plant, different dynamics of the plant growing, different aspects of the growth of the plant, the harmony between the biochemical processes that takes place and all of those things, that harmony, that coming together is the love that results in the plant growing. The same phenomena on a much more profound level exists in animals and eventually in human beings. But in human beings, love also manifests itself in different ways. Love manifests itself in people loving each other, in people loving all other things and so forth, as I described before. So love becomes much more complex, much more sophisticated, much more profound, much more all-embracing than it was in the earlier stages of life. So love exists at all levels, and it is a force that causes creativity and creation. In the writings of the Baha'i Faith, you read that God is talking to man and says, I knew of my love for thee, therefore I created thee. Okay? Now that's very interesting, because three important processes are identified. One, the process of knowledge. If you want to love, you have to know who is it that you want to love. You cannot love that which you do not know. You cannot love if you do not know what is the object of your love. And that's so important in the marriage. If you really want to know, if you really want to love the other person, you have to try to know the other person. And you have to try to know all of the positive qualities that the other person has. Because ultimately, what counts are the positive qualities and not the negative qualities. It is the positive qualities of the other people that count. In yourself, if you want to love yourself, you have to know yourself. And what you have to know about yourself more than anything else are the positive qualities that you have. You can sit here and say, I don't have this, I don't have that, I don't have that, I'm not a millionaire, I'm not the most handsome person in the universe, I'm not 7 feet tall, I'm not this, I'm not that. Sure, you're not. But that's not the point. The point is what you are, not what you are not. Most people, when it comes to love, focus on themselves about what they are not. I'm not lovable because I am not this way. I don't love my spouse because he's not that way. No, that's not the way to love. You love for what there is, not for what there is not. You cannot do that. And as you know, it is a fallacy to think that the negative qualities of people have a reality of their own. I tell you what I mean by that. You see, the negative qualities, we see them, we experience them, and we think that they are indeed having a reality of their own, the same way that the positive qualities have a reality of their own. But there is another way of looking at them, which is much closer to the truth of how things are.